Well, good morning, everyone. I'd like to go to Romans 15 through 18. Romans 5, 15 through 18. Romans 5, 15 through 18. To put this in context, what it is Paul is talking about how sin entered into the world and how redemption from that sin came back, came to us. And so, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Now, what brought this up this week for me? I was surfing on the internet, and you know, I'm a techno geek for people who may know me. And I was at a website, and the website had a video of a girl by the name of Lindsay Sterling. Okay, yeah, I thought, okay, well, let's check this out. And the whole part of this article was that this girl made $6 million. Last year on YouTube. Now, we can all appreciate $6 million. I don't think many of us can appreciate me, except for maybe Ricky, what it takes to make $6 million on YouTube. So anyway, she had a video on there. And the video was, she had one in there, and it was, Hallelujah, a Savior is Born. And in this video, she went to a subway station. It looked like it was New York or something like that. Set up a little manger scene, got her violin, and started playing. And she played, and they shot this video. And it was interesting because if you look at the people in the video, they all had their little iPods. They all had their little earphones. They were all peering into their smartphone. And they were ignoring everything that was going on. And the point of the message of this video was, do you see the gift? And now, me being who I am, I started crying, actually, when I saw this video. It brought tears to my eyes. It was touching. Because I look at the people in the video, and then I look at myself. Do I see the gift? Do I remember the gift? You know, Paul talks about the gift being given to us. And I look at my life and change starts here. Change starts in my heart. If I'm not willing to make that change, how can I expect others who I preach the gospel to hear and to make a change? In fact, how can I even preach the gospel if I have not made that change? So I looked at this video, and all these people are running around with their little earphones and their iPods, texting on their smartphones, ignoring everything that goes on. How often am I like those people? For me, it's comfortable being in technology. It's comfortable canceling out the things around me with my technology. Now, I personally don't like being on a little smartphone. I hate smartphones. Okay, I don't like texting. But me sitting on that computer is the same as those people on their smartphone. Unless I'm willing, first of all, to make that change in my heart, in my life, and to put forth in the forefront of everything I do that gift that was given, I'm just buried in la-la land. Now I look at my life and I see myself in la-la land. How often do I forget what Jesus Christ did for me? It's easy to walk around, oh, well, God's grace is sufficient for me, blah, 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 and just ignore, really ignore what that gift was given to me for. I need to start looking at that in my life. And I know that as we go forward, those who call themselves by His name, that's what we're called to do. Because there's nothing that I can give out unless it's of Him. And I know that there's a change going on. The Lord is calling together His people. As Bob says, the churches are full of people who don't know God. The church is full of people who are not willing to go forth and preach that gospel. They can't preach that gospel because they don't know that gospel. And they don't know it because they don't have their eyes on the gift. And I know we have a ministers' conference coming up. Part of this ministers' conference, I mean, we're looking at Timothy, 1 Timothy. You know, let us take that to heart. And when I say that, I start with myself. Let's look at that gift and let's receive that gift. And let's give that gift out to others. Because it's the only hope this country or the world has. Is that gift. Amen.